This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء أو يتوب عليهم إن الله كان غفورا رحيما. ورد الله الذين كفروا بغيظهم لم ينالوا خيرا وكفى الله المؤمنين القتال وكان الله قويا عزيزا. وأنزل الذين ظاهروهم من أهل الكتاب من صياصيهم وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب فريقا تقتلون وتأسرون فريقا. وأورثكم أرضهم وديارهم وأموالهم وأرضا لم تطئوها وكان الله على كل شيء قديرا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد, brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, this evening, with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal and with His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will spend a few very precious moments living and experiencing some of the moments from the life of Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, the purpose of living these moments is so that we can fall in love and strengthen our commitment, our loyalty to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you see, brothers and sisters, there's a very fine point here that you will hear the speakers tonight talk about over and over. And that is that this love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be limited to feelings only. It can't just be emotions. It has to be put in motion. And that is that we've got to show our love to Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by practicing his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, brothers and sisters, to start this program, I was asked to share a brief description of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are several narrations, some strong, some weak, that talk about a physical description of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I, on purpose, chose one of the narrations, which is a good narration, but one that particularly not just talks about his physical being, but more about his character. Because you see, our purpose is that we want to be able to take away something that we can put into practice, not after we retire, not after we graduate, not after we move back to our home country, but tonight, now. Now, before Maghrib, and after Isha, starting tonight. So this narration was narrated by Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, wherein he describes Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, he starts off by saying that Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always had a smile on his face and a sense of happiness. So in other words, he was not somebody who, you know, had always had this frown on his face. You know, sometimes when we start practicing Islam, one of the things that people associate with the practice in Muslims is that they don't ever smile. They always have this look on their face. Assalamu alaikum. How are you, brother? Alhamdulillah. How is everything? It's okay. And they're just on their way. But no, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always had this happiness on his face. He was very soft-natured and did not have a stone heart. He had a very soft heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people, says Ali radiallahu anhu, when people would come to him to ask him for approval for something, he would easily give consent. He would easily agree to things. There was no red tape, no bureaucracy. No, yeah, I'll get back with you before the Day of Judgment. No, his attitude was, he was very easygoing, and he would give approval for whatever people asked for. He never spoke in a harsh or rude tone. Tone. Very soft-spoken, very kind, very gentle. He did not scream while he was speaking. Yes, brothers, he did not scream even at his wives, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, sisters, he did not scream when he was talking at his children or grandchildren. No, he was very soft-spoken, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali goes on, he says, he did not seek others' faults. He did not seek others' faults. He didn't have a laundry list of things that was wrong with the food every evening. He didn't have a list of things that the wife didn't do well or the husband didn't do well. No, he did not look for fault for other people. Instead, he would cover for other people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never overpraised anybody. He never overpraised anybody. Nor did he ever exceed in joking with others. He would joke, he would smile, but never exceeded in the jokes that he made. He stayed away from any undesirable or indecent language, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he did not agree with someone, he would make sure that he didn't make the other person feel disheartened in any way. But he wouldn't say much to agree with him either. He would just stay quiet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, at the same time, he wouldn't promise the person anything that he wouldn't want to do it for him. He wouldn't promise people unnecessarily. He would never disgrace or insult anybody. Subhanallah, brothers and sisters. Sometimes we find ourselves that we think it is a sign of our strength to put a person in their place, to let them know that they are wrong. No, not the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stayed away from three things. From arguments, from pride or arrogance, and from senseless talk, senseless conversations, things that have no reason. Instead, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would only say things from which he would expect a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is, of course, what he preached to us also when he says, whoever believes in Allah and in the Day of Judgment, let him say something good or what? Stay quiet. He practiced that. He would never say anything that would earn him the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. When he spoke, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali says that the people around him would sit in a way as if they were birds sitting on their heads. Meaning they wouldn't move. Because you know, if they move, if you move and a bird is sitting on your head, if you move, the bird would fly away. But the people around him, when he would speak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people would sit in a way that a bird could stay sitting on their heads, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a person was talking to him, he would never make the person feel as if he didn't hear them. If a person was talking in front of him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Ali explaining, that he wouldn't cut them off. He would let them finish, and then he would talk. And he wouldn't let them feel that he didn't hear them. So, if a Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, putting in practical today's term, if a Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with us today, and if he had a phone, he would not be looking at his phone as a person was talking to him. No, he would be paying attention to the people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the people with him, sitting with him, if they laughed at something, he would laugh with them. He would laugh with them. And if the people around him were surprised at something, they expressed a sense of surprise, ta'ajjub, he would be surprised with them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, to always make them feel a part of his conversation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If somebody with him would exceed his limits, would say something not nice, something rude. For example, there were times, of course, as you know, that there would be a Bedouin who would come to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say things in a rude or disrespectful way. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never respond back in that way. Instead, if somebody would really exceed his limits, he would stay quiet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or simply walk away. Brothers and sisters, these are some of the qualities of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Ali radiallahu ta'ala an explained to us. Brothers and sisters, let us make sure, again starting today, and as we listen to our esteemed speakers tonight, let's make sure that we not only fall in love with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we make a commitment that we will be like him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that we ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He makes us of those people who get to be in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I finish with a small incident, brothers and sisters. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, one time he was praying and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ibn Mas'ud, he said, "Sal tu'ta." Ask and you will be given it. So Ibn Mas'ud asked for three things. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for those three things tonight. He said, "Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan la yartad." O Allah, I ask you for iman, for faith, for belief that is irrevocable. Wa na'iman la yanfad. And I ask you, O Allah, for blessing that will not perish. And then he said, وَمُرَافَقَةَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي جَنَّاتِ الْخُلْدِ. And then I ask you, O Allah, to be in the company of Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ in the highest and eternal levels of Jannah. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to help us practice and live His Sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such that He gives us the blessing to be in His company in the highest levels of Jannah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka atubu ilayk, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.